Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. Thank you for being with us this morning, and thank you for staying with us. 800-531-3815. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest and our good friend. Jeffrey is the author of a number of books, including, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, teleworking and telecommuting, and he's one of our top SOHO experts, especially in the area of micropreneurs and how they can put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Hola, amigo. ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
One of the things that you want to talk about today is something that I think is very important. Jeffrey, I'm glad you want to talk about it because if you had to name two areas where small business owners, not even just micro guys, but even folks who have maybe even 40, 50 employees, don't do a very good job of is marketing.
Right.
And it's because we don't know much about it. And it either takes money to do marketing, or we think it takes more than it really does, and we sort of shy away from it because we think we don't have enough money. But you say that there are ways to do it on a budget that's so small it almost isn't a budget.
Well, it's sort of like doing it under the course of your operating budget, doing it under the course of your daily affairs. I've run my business really since 94. I've been working on my own from home since 89. But since 94, 95, I've been consulting with, I've been a subject matter expert for companies targeting small business and home officers. Never once have I run an ad or paid any money to a media company to run an ad for me. But that's not to say I've not had ads in publications. I've not had ads on the radio. I've not had exposure on people's websites that have led to other jobs and opportunities coming through. There's a difference between marketing and advertising, and I think that people need to understand the difference that they're in, that is what you can take advantage of. I mean, advertising in its name is truly, you know, paying for your message to be disseminated to the masses. I mean,
and to expect responses.
I mean, with marketing,
direct response from some kind of a call to action, typically.
Right. Okay. So you're looking at that through advertising, but that's not to say that you're not going to get the meat of advertising, which is placement of an ad somewhere in exchange for service you may provide to someone else. So, for example, I, as a writer or as a speaker, may write copy or may do a presentation for somebody that, you know what, Jeff, we don't have a budget, and this is where small business can be really savvy, because we're used to this all the time, especially as consultants and service providers. Yeah, I don't really have a budget for this. And if you want to be in front of that audience that they represent, you say, well, you know what? Let's trade. You know, I did a presentation recently for a women's communications group, you know, an association. It's called Association for Women in Communications. And aside from the ability for me to speak in front of 50 women, which my wife didn't really appreciate, I said, well, you know what? Why don't you run an ad of mine in your upcoming media guide? And the value would have been about $150. But, you know, the value is the cost is irrelevant. The value is I, as a writer and speaker, will be in that book for the next, well, at least till the next one comes out, but people usually don't throw away last year's book.
Right.
It's a nice spiral-bound, fat book. So they said, great, you do a half-hour presentation in which I'll get remembered by all these people. I'll give them my business cards and my literature, as well as getting that ad in their publication. So you got to really think about ways that you can benefit from using your skills to get into other people's venues. And so you don't walk away, them walk away saying, man, I gave it away to him, I feel terrible. And you saying, I gave it away to them, I feel terrible. There's got to be a little bit of pain on both sides, you know, as far as when not necessarily pain, but when barter comes along, you know, you're both getting something out of it, not feeling you gave it away, and you're feeling you got something in return.
One of the guests in the next hour is a guy named Michael Cox. He's chief economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, I should say. and he's the primary author of their annual report, and we're going to talk about that today. And you know what? In one of the founding principles of this, one of the fundamental principles of this year's annual report, is what he calls a word from the oracle. And you know what it is?
Barter.
Exactly. He says, well, as part of it, he says, do what you do best and trade for the rest.
There you go.
Now, he says that's the key to wealth.
Right.
Do what you do best and trade for the rest. Now, when he talks about it, he's talking about what countries should be doing with each other. Do what you do best and trade for the rest, because he's like me. He believes in free trade.
Right.
But the thing is, it's exactly the principle you're talking about.
Right. And I think that's, you know, it can extend to the Internet. I mean, you and I were talking earlier or recently about how we got certain leads for new business. And I know that I got two new leads for some business opportunities that have not paid off yet, but I've responded to them through work that I do for others online. There's a website called Best Stuff, BESTSTUFF.com. And Best Stuff reviews technology. They review new cars. They review software. They review anything that you use as a consumer, they review. And they also review technology, and I do a lot of those reviews for them and couch it under the small business home office, you know, sort of marquee on their website. I've gotten a lot of leads from people who have gone to their site looking for a technology expert, looking for a small business or home office expert. But the key is they don't go to beststuff.com looking for it. They go to Google, and they put in their, right, their search parameters, home office technology, small business technology. And because Best Stuff or any of the people that I partner with are so aggressive in their online marketing, they show up in the first 5 or 10 queries on a Google search. And then it takes them right to my page, because when they're entering that information, up comes Jeff Sabar.
Now, Jeffrey, you and I are likely to pop up in something like that, because we create a lot of content. We create stuff that goes out over the web that pops up in places that we didn't know it was going to pop up, because somebody quotes us, or they find an article that we wrote and they put it up on their site or whatever it might happen. But the average small business out there doesn't do that.
Right.
Doesn't create the kind of content that you and I do that makes it that lends itself to being replicated around the internet. So when we come back, what I want you to do is help us convert this same message into the company that's the lumber company or the tire company or
right,
or the pharmacist, and which we can do, folks. I promise you, we will do right after these messages. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Sabar. On piano there, folks. Very nice. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm not on piano. But on drums, we got Jeffrey Sabar. He's pounding them out over there. Jeffrey is the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. Jeffrey, we desperately need to know your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Tell us what we're going to find when we get there.
You're going to find all sorts of great stuff. You're going to find links to sites like Jimbo's. You're going to find links to all sorts of resources out there for whether you work from home, run a small business, or want to telework, which is corporate employees who work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find scores of articles and tips that I've written throughout the years to get you started in either area of, you know, again, technology, running your home or small business, or, again, launching a telework operation for your corporate employer. Just lots of good resources.
And
so
they're free. And folks, you can find Jeffrey's byline all over the Internet and also in print a lot of places, including the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel and
exactly
a lot of different places. He's a very important guy, in the especially in the world of SoHo and the world of teleworking and telecommuting. Jeffrey, we promised that we would convert what we were talking about getting known and getting your message out there, getting it distributed around the Internet. you and I get that done because of what we do for a living, but the average person out there doesn't do what we do. Most people don't write articles. Most people don't distribute content on the internet, but they actually can if they wanted to, and that's a little bit less esoteric than what you and I do compared to most people. But what do we do about the average company that's just the average small business out there that's not generating thousands of words a year? How can they get some of this free marketing on the internet?
Well, there's a couple things to keep in mind. I think it all boils down to, or at least starts with, or is built upon the foundation of establishing yourself or thinking of yourself as an expert.
Very important. Say that last part again.
As establish yourself or at least think of yourself as an expert. So many times you and I go out and we do our presentations on marketing and we'll ask people, are you an expert in your field? And the hands don't go up.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know what? If you know tires, if you're giving advice on Monday morning to a mom or a guy who comes in looking to put new tires on their car, or if you're talking to somebody about fixing the plumbing in their house, you know more than them. You'd certainly know enough in your field that you've opened up a small business and can give good, sound, solid advice and get paid for it. That establishes you as an expert in what you're doing.
This is not a time to be humble, folks.
This is not a time to be humble, especially because people will look to you for that advice. And I tell people, yeah, I mean, it could be that I walked in here this morning to give you this presentation on small business marketing, and I thought of myself this morning as a small business expert, and here I am telling you, and who are you to question me? But that's, you've got to carry it like a banner through the battlefield. This is my banner. This is my flag. This is who I am. Because if you don't, no one's going to believe it anyway. You know, no one's going to believe you. So you carry that banner forward. Now, being the expert, you then, there's a couple, you know, areas, there's a couple shafts you need to mine in order to come up with avenues to post your information, to establish yourself as that expert. You have trade organizations that you work with, whether they're local, national, regional, whatever the case may be. I don't care what industry you're in, there are trade organizations you can work with who have websites, who have publications, who have, you know, avenues for distribution of your information. You could go to those. So if you're, you know, as a writer, I have a bunch. I know the tire industry has a bunch, or the plumbing industry, as we're talking about, or florists and flowers. You could work through those. Excuse me. You could get in touch with your local media, and then easily by writing articles, having articles written about you. So say you're a handyman, or say you're in the hurricane storm shutter business, and you live on the Gulf Coast or the Atlantic East Coast. You could have articles written about you on tips on how to install or why to install or the best hurricane shutters that you need for your home. That gets written up in the publication, and if somebody does a Google search, you're going to come up under that search.
It's amazing, folks. You will be amazed. Write one article that gets out there somewhere. Even get quoted, Jeffrey. You know about this. Just get quoted by your local newspaper, and if they post that on the internet, if they put that on their website, you would be amazed at how many people will read that because it's on the internet.
Now, I know that people have a hard time writing. Writing, I will share a secret only to the millions listening here, but don't tell anybody, okay? Writing is not rocket science. It may be hard. You may be, you know, sort of intimidated by the process, but you don't have to write War and Peace here. Tolstoy will not be offended if you write something shorter.
50 words, 100 words.
Maybe run it by your wife, spouse, partner, your business partner, whatever, to get it cleaned up and make sure the punctuation's there. And trust me, if you submit it somewhere, they will clean it up and get
rid of it. That's what they have editors for.
That's what they have. Make them earn their keep, because God knows I do every day. But then you hand it off, and writing does not have to be a difficult process. And if you can't write, then do that same Google search and look for a writer in your local market. Don't call a big PR firm, but look for a writer. Call a PR firm and say, or call it a newspaper and say, I'm looking for a freelance writer who can do some marketing copywriting for me. Brief stuff. You don't have to pay a king's ransom for it. It could be $50. It could be $100 to get, you know, 50 or 100 words or 500 words written. Don't want it too long, like Jim says, because it's too long for people to grasp. But it starts with that process.
Right.
Start disseminating. Once you get a hit, it's like a drug. You're going to love it, and
it's
not like a drug, but you're going to keep wanting to do more and more, and then the results will be great.
Jeffrey, there's more to talk about on this topic. Let's pick up next time you're here and finish this up.
I'm there with you, buddy.
Well done, Jeff. Thank you. See you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, and Teleworking and Telecommuting is his book. Quick break, right back with Kirk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.